KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Goodyear!
We want to make sure you know to call McAtee Tire in Atlantic when you're having tire issues. Whether it's in the field, on the road, or at home, we can take care of you. We offer a farm service truck that can come to you in order to speed up the repair or replacement of your tire and get you back in the field faster, or take advantage of our service repair shop in Atlantic. McAtee Tire in Atlantic offers a large, in-stock selection of premium Titan and Goodyear farm tires. Why choose Titan for your tire needs? Titan and Goodyear farm tires are made in America, many coming from right here in our backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. Titan also offers a 90-day, no-excuses customer satisfaction program, which gives you 90 days to determine whether you like the tires or not. Not sure what your tire needs are or who you can turn to with questions? Give the tire experts and trained technicians a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 712-243-4413, or visit us online for more information. Trust McAtee Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Serious freedom.
Well, it's the time of year for a preseason rankings list, and the Iowa Association of Track Coaches have released their preseason cross-country rankings for both teams and individuals yesterday. And in the team rankings, in boys 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-ranked. In girls 4A, it's Johnston who takes the top spot. In boys 3A, Gilbert is the top-ranked school. Glenwood made the teams to watch list. In girls 3A, Wallert was top-ranked, and then Denison Schleswig at 13th, Glenwood at 14th in the early top 15 rankings. And Atlantic was named to the teams to watch there in Class 3A girls. In boys 2A, it's George Little Rock Central Lion who takes the top spot in the preseason rankings. Missouri Valley was named as a team to watch in the early season. In girls 2A rankings, Mid Prairie is the top-ranked team. Panorama checks in at number 5. Shenandoah is at 14. And Underwood was named as a team to watch. In boys 1A, Madrid is top-ranked. Nottoway Valley is ranked 2nd. ACGC 8th and Tri-Center 11th. St. Albert was a team to watch there in boys 1A. And in girls 1A, Logan Magnolia ranked 3rd in the preseason, ACGC at 11th, and AHSTW at 12th. Tri-Center named as a team to watch there. That's a look at your team rankings. Individually, in a boys 4A, Tim Sint of Ankeny is the top-ranked runner in the preseason. In 4A girls, it's Paige Horner of Johnston. 3A boys, it's Reese Tyler of Gilbert. In 3A girls, Adriana Catcher of Center Point Urbana is top-ranked. Reagan Anderson of Denison Schleswig is ranked 8th. Taylor McCready of Atlantic checks in at 14. Braylon Baker of Creston is 20th, and Brielle Baker of Creston at 28th there. These are top 30 lists that are released for the individual rankings. In 2A boys, Reese Smith of Garner Hayfield Ventura is the top-ranked runner. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is 6th. Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa is 17th. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley, 18th. In 2A girls, Marie Hostetler of Mid Prairie is the top-ranked runner. In 1A boys, Sean McDermott of Madrid is top-ranked. Noah Nelson of ACGC is 6th. Josh Bodler of Nottoway Valley is 8th. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley is 9th. Tyler Breheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 10th. And Leo Garrigan of St. Albert ranked 18th. And in the 1A girls rankings, the top of the page dominated by Southwest Iowa. Emma Lucas of Bedford is top-ranked. Kate Crawford of ACGC is 2nd. Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center, 3rd. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia, 4th. And Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is 5th. Alexis Post of Riverside is number 8. And Gracie Springman of St. Albert ranks 17th. Chloe Falcon of AHSTW, 21st. Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley, 24th. Lauren Embleton of ACGC is 26th. And Violet Labke of Logan Magnolia, number 27 in that early preseason poll. That's a look at your cross-country rankings there as that season gets ready to get started here in about a week. Taking a look at the Major League Baseball schedule from last night, a game we had for you on the radio, John Gant homered for his first Major League hit and pitched one-run ball into the sixth inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 6-4 for their season-high seventh consecutive victory. St. Louis pulled within four games of the NL Central leading Cubs and moved within one game of the Phillies for the second NL wildcard. Other National League scores had Milwaukee shut out the Cubs 7-0, Atlanta was a 10-6 winner over Miami, and San Francisco beat the Dodgers 2-1. Kevin Pillar hit a two-run homer and with two outs in the eighth inning to lift the Blue Jays over the Royals 6-5. Blaine Boyer retired his first two batters before walking Aledmys Diaz and backing Pillar into an 0-2 count. Pillar hit the next pitch over the wall down the left field line. Ken Giles worked a perfect ninth for his 14th save and second with the Blue Jays since being acquired from Houston on July 30th. Other American League scores, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 4-1, the White Sox over Detroit 6-3, and Oakland a 3-2 win over Seattle. In interleague play, it was Boston 2-1 over Philadelphia, Baltimore beat the Mets 6-3, Cleveland 8-1 over Cincinnati, Arizona 6-4 over Texas, Minnesota 5-2 over Pittsburgh, Colorado 5-1 over Houston, and the Angels beat San Diego 7-3. In baseball news, the Chicago Cubs expect Yu Darvish to go on a minor league rehab assignment, assuming he experiences no setbacks after pitching a simulated game on Tuesday. President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein says the Japanese right-hander is just about ready for the next step after throwing about 55 pitches. The Cubs will see how he feels on Wednesday. Sidelined because of a triceps and elbow injuries, Darvish has not pitched since he won at Cincinnati on May 20th. The Nationals have placed reliever Ryan Madsen on the 10-day DL with a back injury, and they promoted right-hander Trevor Gott and left-hander Tim Collins from AAA Syracuse. Adrian Beltre was out of the Rangers lineup a day after re-aggravating a left hamstring injury, and the Cleveland Indians have placed right-hander Trevor Bauer on the 10-day DL with a small stress fracture in his right leg. Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha got in their game against Oklahoma City. They won it 1-0 in 10 innings of play. The I-Cubs were rained out against Colorado Springs. They'll play a doubleheader tonight, starting with the first game at 5 o'clock, and then they'll follow it up with a 7 o'clock contest for the evening nightcap. And Oklahoma City is at Omaha once again for another 7 o'clock start. NFL news, the Chicago Bears have signed first-round draft pick Roquan Smith after a holdout by the linebacker over his contract. A person familiar with the situation said Smith has agreed to a 4-year contract that guarantees $18.5 million and includes an $11.5 million signing bonus. And also in the college football notes, Maryland has parted ways with its strength and conditioning coach and has acknowledged that mistakes were made in the treatment of offensive line Jordan McNair, who collapsed on the practice field and subsequently died. Athletic director Damon Evans said Tuesday that Rick Cord is no longer associated with the program. Evans added that a decision on the status of head coach DJ Durkin, who is on administrative leave, will come as additional information comes forward. Evans says mistakes were made in the treatment of McNair after he fell ill during a conditioning drill. Evans and University President Wallace Lowe met with McNair's parents on Tuesday to apologize. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.